Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? I think we're live.
We are live.
I don't know. I can't hear you.
I don't hear myself.
Well, that's because I'm hitting the wrong buttons and stuff.
I'm back.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. Action-packed show today. We're going to talk about everything that happened over the weekend. BKFC, UFC, Mike Perry, our boy, scheduled on today's program. Coming up momentarily as he gets ready for UFC 241, Corey Sandhagen, followed by Derek Brunson, followed by Ian Heinsch, followed by Dave Feldman, who's going to break some stuff.
The president.
Couple signings today.
Big deals.
From what I've been told. And then best Harris ever.
The best Harris.
Well, I got another clip today.
Okay.
From one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer linebackers, whose name is Harris as well.
Okay.
So I got him to do it. And he didn't end it with best Harris ever. I think he said best Harris, something like it. It's got to be best Harris ever. And so he redid it.
Do you collect jerseys with the name Harris on it?
No.
No? Like different teams, different?
No. Be cool.
I think there was a McClellan one time. But
no. I'll buy you a McClucklin.
McClucklin.
But not a McClellan. But no, I do have one Harris jersey, game-used jersey. Guy's name was R. Harris. That played back in the day for the Bucks. Old orange.
Creamsicle.
What, I got a mime over here? Everything I'm doing.
We got a live studio audience today.
Yes. Well, I talked to some people yesterday. We're going to start working on doing a live studio audience.
Yes.
Start bringing people in. We're going to set up the cage like you talked about here.
Yes.
So a lot of things coming up momentarily.
Yeah. No, it's going to be exciting. It's action-packed. And I even put on the Mighty Ducks on the Stream TV. Tour to Pizza / Knockout Radio Stream TV.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
And since the UFC is going back to Anaheim, I thought it was fitting.
It is fitting. We should have gone.
Should have.
Big card. Well, again, it's just too much travel. I've got to step back. We got to do some of this medical stuff and got, you know, to get that taken care of.
But, for sure.
A lot of stuff to talk about. First and foremost, so I had Caleb Harris do a liner in Biloxi.
Okay.
First of all, if you go to Biloxi, don't be picked up at the airport, whether it's New Orleans or Gulfport.
Okay.
Make sure that you have your own car.
Okay.
Because I went to two mediocre buffets.
Oh,
mediocre.
No.
Mediocre.
I saw the crab leg didn't really look
15
red.
15-pound.
But didn't look like the right color.
Oh, no,
like,
they were good. The crab was
okay.
Good. The crab was good.
I was hoping it was a filter issue on your phone.
It probably.
It didn't look appetizing. Let's put it that way.
The crab was really good day one. And then day two, which was Saturday fight day, first I was supposed to go out on a fishing boat.
Okay.
And a big storm came in. So we tried to stall. And then the other people that were going to come on decided not to wait. So then it's just me. And I'm like, that's silly. We'll do it next time in Biloxi when I come back. But I found an all-you-can-eat lobster place.
Really?
Now, it's not Maine lobster.
Is that the Holy Grail for you? I mean, is that all you can eat lobster buffet?
Well, I'm doing the all you can eat better lobster when we go on the cruise in November.
Okay.
But no, I probably the Holy Grail is next Wednesday in Atlanta. I'm going back to the steakhouse.
No, that's your jam.
And then Queen on Thursday.
Are you going to Queen?
Yeah.
It's not Freddie Mercury. It's not real Queen.
I wasn't going to go.
It's like Bishop.
No, I agree with you.
It's like a knockoff of a Queen.
It's like Journey with the guy they found on YouTube. I can't even talk. It's like when I told you we went to Disney has those concerts, the summer concert
sure.
series.
The Food and Wine Festival.
Right. And we went to see, I didn't make. I wanted to go. My wife was kind enough to go with me to see Little River Band. Little River Band's from Australia, and I know I've talked about this before. Yeah. Yet I think the lead singer was from Kansas because the lead guys are gone. But is that any different, you know, with Foreigner or Styx or, you know, when they Dennis DeYoung moves on or whatever? But I said I really had no interest in Queen. And I'm a big Queen guy. I like Queen.
Okay.
I liked Freddie Mercury. I like Queen.
Sure.
I said, I'm not going. And then we saw them open on TV for one of the awards ceremonies. They were pretty good. Then my brother said, yeah, I'm buying tickets. Do you want to go? And I'm like, nah, not really. And then we talked about all the siblings going. Not really. And then he said, well, we have front row tickets. I think I'll go.
You're easily persuaded. I mean, seating arrangement definitely helps out with making the decision.
Oh, well, big time.
Because we were up in the nosebleeds, up in the Mike Perry's. And,
you know, you got to be careful when you say stupid things.
Why?
Like that. Because Mike Perry is going to be in this restaurant again.
He's our boy.
I know. So why would you say?
Because that was a vicious knee. I mean,
I get that.
I'm one of the worst broken noses I've ever seen.
Well, except for I hear Queen.
Is that a part of the movie? Is that in the Mighty Ducks? Or is that on the radio behind it?
I'm pretty sure it's on TV.
Okay.
It certainly sounds like it. But you have to be careful when you say things because you're going to run into these people again.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Queen, right there. You're right. Written by Brian May. Performed by Queen, courtesy of Hollywood Records, EMI Records.
We will see Brian May next Thursday. That's awesome. They're here on Sunday in Tampa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, Lobster was cool. I ate quite a few of them. So, sure. Lobster was good. The crab was good the night before. The fights were very good. I hate to say this because... You know, we had him on the main event of Bare Knuckle. Leonard Garcia. Did not look good.
Did not.
Local boy did. Allers.
Yeah.
Allers. Yeah.
Allers.
Definitely looked good. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, and I said it wouldn't surprise me if Allers fights.
Jason Knight.
Well, no.
Or Artem.
Yeah, Artem. Jason Knight is hurt.
Well, they're kind of looking past that. I mean, I think Leonard was looking past this fight already, ready for and expecting to fight Artem for the super fight. And, you know, but that's why they fight. That's why they put it out there.
So then I put a tweet out that said, you know, it looks like it'll be Allers versus Artem. And the guy next to me lost his mind.
Really?
Yeah, lost his mind.
Why?
Because he's like, that's bullcrap.
What?
He goes, I want that fight.
Who's that guy?
That would be Johnny Bedford.
Johnny
Bedford
said. The double champ?
The double champ said, I'll go up. I'll fight him. Oh, I want the marquee. That's the money fight. Artem is their face. Their, you know, I should be the face. I should be the guy. I have the belts. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean,
And they are returning on the 19th of October.
Back to Tampa. Is that BK9?
Well, I believe you said that was 7.
That was 7 in Biloxi.
So that would be 8. Do you not know how to count?
That's the next one? I thought there was one in September.
No.
Okay.
No. This will be the next one.
Okay.
So BKFC coming on the 19th. The big announcement, which has come out, the UFC will be returning on the 12th.
Big news.
We are going to give tickets away, but some people said something to me today when I was out at the Buccaneer training camp.
Okay.
And that they wanted to get in on it. So you're going to have through tonight,
okay,
to register.
Okay.
And then we will pick a winner tonight of our very first winner. We're going to have,
you have tickets.
We have tickets.
You're stocked up.
We have some tickets.
You got tickets before you can buy tickets.
Yes.
That's always the best seats in the house.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least it's having seats okay. in the house.
You're in the house.
You're getting in
with a ticket before you can buy them.
Now, I saw on Twitter, John Jones gave somebody a pair of tickets for UFC Tampa.
Okay.
So I reached out and I started to talk to him. I'm like, hey, where are you? Are you in Tampa Bay? And he said, yes. So I said that maybe we'll hook him up. Really, you'll hook him up with pizza and then they can go to the fights on the 19th.
Okay.
So they were very excited about that.
John Jones is coming here for
pizza?
Not
John Jones. Don't you listen to me?
No, not really.
John Jones gave a pair of tickets to somebody that lives in Tampa.
The headphones keep me from having to listen to you.
Well, and the distractions.
So, okay, well, yeah, I'll feed whoever. I don't care.
No, I just thought it would definitely be cool.
I feed everybody. It's my job.
I know.
It's what I do.
I know. So fill me in on what I missed.
This week?
No, UFC. Well, first and foremost, you know, my thoughts go out to you and your staff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to say I have mixed, because I don't. Death is permanent.
It is.
This just in.
Right.
So even if you're a moron and you die, that's awful.
Correct.
But when you stick a needle in your arm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, you're the one that told me.
Well, I got it from the roommate who allegedly said that he took the needle from her collection and got a hold of some bad stuff.
Who has a collection of needles?
I guess she's diabetic, she claims.
And you store them up?
I don't know. Like, the police said they found
Do you hang them on the wall like Amanda Nunes hangs belts?
I don't know.
Used on Friday.
All I know is that he was here on Friday and gone on Saturday, and now RIP stands for rest in pizza.
You should take pizza to him. You should leave it on wherever his final resting place is.
It's a wood-fired oven, and he's. But we're going to do the memorial here on September 2nd, September 1st. And he was a good dude. He had a great disposition.
He cared about people.
Unfortunately, I wish he cared as much about himself as he did for others, because he had a heart of gold, and he'll truly be missed here.
But, from the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, Philadelphia fan, a big Mike Schmidt guy.
So how bad can you love
Rocky? Talked about where they moved the statue and why they moved it. But
didn't he not know something? You know, we were just talking about Rocky the other day, and he didn't know who Ivan Drago was.
Yeah.
Or Clubber Lang.
No, Clubber. It was Clubber. Because you had the shirt on, and it was like, I don't know, it's either Rocky,
right, Rocky,
Drago,
Apollo,
Clubber, and...
And Drago.
Drago.
Right. And I said how, to me, I didn't like that it said Drago, because it said Apollo, it said Rocky, it said Clubber, and then the last name, Drago. I still think if you're a Rocky guy, you could have put Ivan. You would have known that's Ivan Drago. But he didn't know who Clubber was.
So, but rest in pizza, Pete. We will definitely be missed. So.
Yeah. Nope. For sure. So fill me in on. I did not get to watch the UFC.
Okay.
Because I was at Bare Knuckle, and we'll talk about Bare Knuckle as well. But
I mean, if you went back to Uruguay and I think going into it, I think we pretty much nailed it. And what we nothing shocked me in the fight. I mean, I think it went the way that I thought. I knew Mike Perry was going to have a tough fight in Vicente Luque. I didn't expect it to be just a brawl fest. I really expected Luque to take his jiu-jitsu and mastery on the ground, especially after Mike lost to Cowboy Cerrone via armbar in Denver. So I really didn't expect that slugfest to go out, but Shevchenko, she did her job. She did what she was supposed to do. But then the most intriguing fight, I guess, was the Volkom. Uzdemir.
I know you're talking about. I just like you're butchering names.
I mean, he fought for the lightweight belt against Cormier, you know, and didn't look good and lost and got dominated in that fight on the ground. But he put together a great fight, and I thought that was the fight to watch to see who's really going to contend for Jones for the next fight. And I think he's the next guy in line.
I think you have fallen. You've dropped from the king of tools to the queen of tools.
Okay.
So you may become the prince of tools.
Am I front row? Am I
your
front
row? No, you're falling down. You're not moving up.
Oh, wow.
The tool bag that took his picture in the bathroom with the Buccaneer credential is the king of tools.
He is the king.
Your Uber fare, Henry Cejudo.
Cejudo.
I think is becoming number two, unless you just think it's a ploy. Do you think he really wants to fight her?
Oh, does he? So he wants to fight Amanda Nunes?
No. Shevchenko.
Oh,
that's who he said. He doesn't want to fight Amanda Nunes.
Nunes wins that fight.
Easily.
At 135, Amanda Nunes is the most dangerous human on the planet.
At any weight.
At any gender.
Henry Cejudo can fight Amanda Nunes at heavyweight, and Amanda will win. Because they both won't be heavyweights.
Right.
But I'm saying, I don't care what weight class you put him at.
That's a dangerous fight for Henry. But he wants to be the intergender champion, if that's such a thing.
I hope it's just him being stupid.
What do you do with
that? Did you see odds came out? There are odds. Yes.
I mean, well, there's people selling.
He's minus 600.
There's people selling like alien abduction insurance right now because of storming Area 51 thing. So anything's possible.
People buy stars. And I don't mean stars in Hollywood. They buy stars in the planets, up in the universe.
I don't know. I don't know what Henry wants to do. I mean, he's already the triple champ. He wants to fight some chick. I mean,
Let's get back to buying stars in the sky. All right. First of all, since you don't own the star, how can you sell the star? I'm going to sell the same star that somebody else already bought.
I don't know. What do you get? You get a title for?
I'm going to give you a document that says you are owner of that star. And that's all it's going to say, that star.
There you go.
I don't know what star. I don't know one star from another.
I would get the Death Star.
That's
a pretty good star to own.
With Darth Vader?
Gotta have Darth.
With Chewbacca alive? Didn't he just pass away?
Did he really?
I thought he did. Yeah, I thought he did.
It's devastating.
Not really. You just stick another really tall guy in the suit.
as long as he has the voice. The one we missed.
I'm pretty sure Chewbacca didn't talk.
And he did the...
That's all he did.
That's all he has to do.
Well, but you can use that. Just press a button or something.
Voice over.
It definitely doesn't have to be that. So real quickly, because I'm going to forget, going back to September, World Class Fight League will now be, I believe it's the first Saturday.
Okay.
The UFC will be the second Saturday.
Okay.
Bare Knuckle will be the third Saturday.
October, not September. You said September.
October.
That was October.
And you'll be out of town for all of it.
I'll be in Rome for a week. So I don't know if
leaving
I'll...
Wednesday to Wednesday, or I mean Saturday to Saturday, so you miss it all?
Probably. Well, yeah. I mean, but it was a trip to the family. I got to take them out of the country. And I don't know if we'll come back in. I don't know if we'll have visas to come back.
Well, I was going to say, four will leave. How many will come back?
No, we're all coming back.
Oh, you're not going to leave somebody on purpose?
I'm going to get some, I'm going to go to the Coliseum and I'm going to see some other warriors and some other gladiators, and I'm going to get some pizza recipes. I'm going to come back.
Go look for Spaniard.
Who's that?
The Spaniard from Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Are you going to go test pizza and tell them how bad it is over there?
Oh, yeah.
And they don't make real pizza?
This is horrible. Oh, yeah. For sure. You know I'm going to do that.
We'd go without saying. So, all right. Let's go hit a break.
Let's do it.
We were not able to hunt down Corey. He must have been doing some other things. Even the new system's not working well.
Yeah.
The old system didn't work, and now the new system's not working. But it's all good.
We need all those clappers.
What's that going to do? Wake him up?
Let us know when we have a break. We got 10 seconds left.
You said that before, but the problem is we don't march to the drum of a different drummer. We go to a break whenever we feel like it.
That's true.
You know, even with all of our other stations and affiliates and stuff, we go pretty much when we feel like it, and I feel like it right now.
Oh.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stap Zone. We'll be right back.
Sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Three vehicles, six competitions, where every athlete is in it to win it. Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, presented by official partners America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, Metro by T-Mobile, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Get your buy three tickets, get one free savings coupon from participating Metro by T-Mobile locations. Restrictions and exclusions may apply. See savings coupon for details. Don't miss this live event that's fun for all ages. Coming to Emily Arena August 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
You look at me like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know you knew MC Hammer.
Well, there's a lot of things you don't know.
Wow.
His last name is of a tool, and you're a tool, so wow. It works out well.
Unbelievable.
All right, so we've got 10 minutes. Really, 11 minutes before Derek Brunson scheduled to come on.
Okay.
So you said you have some gimmick, something, I don't know. This should really go over well.
Well, there's a lot of, like, a lot of radio shows are actually successful. They play games, and, like, they make it inquisitive and, like, fun. So I figured I'd bring some content today.
Oh, yeah, you and content. All right, go ahead. This should be interesting.
No, but
and for the record, you wanted to tell me what you wanted to do, and I said absolutely not.
Well, so here's a game.
I know nothing about what you're going to do.
Here's the game.
So, and if it's bad, your daughter takes her headset.
She can't even talk. She's just good candy. So UFC 241 is coming up this weekend in Anaheim, as we know. The co-main event features Showtime Anthony Pettis versus your boy, Nate Diaz. Right? So Nate Diaz has been critical and talk about how he can't believe he's fighting the Wheaties box guy. Right? So I thought it'd be fun to play a little game of who wins in a real-life fight between Wheaties box guys, former faces of Wheaties, versus your boy Nate Diaz.
All right, go.
So, just random. Just Bart Starr or Nate Diaz. Who wins in a real fight?
Nate does because Bart Starr's dead.
No, of course he's dead. But in their prime, in their prime, when these people were like the dominant of their sport.
All right, so I'll play the stupid game along with you.
What do you mean stupid game?
Is this a street fight? Is this an MMA fight? Is this a boxing fight? Is this a fight with guns and weapons? Give me the rules.
I
need rules.
Let's say street fight. There's no rules. Unlike the UFC one where there's two rules, no eye gouging and no
fish hook.
So there's no rules. It's a street fight, just man for man, tough guy. Who wins?
I'll take Nate
over Bart Starr.
Bart Starr's a football player.
That was a beat. Didn't he used to knock people out with like the slap on the head?
That was a defensive player. That was Deacon Jones. But good job.
All right.
At least you knowing the head slap is a lot more than I anticipated.
All right. I mean, are Mary Lou Retton versus Nate Diaz?
Mary Lou was tough. I mean, she was, but I'll go with Nate.
she probably had a strong grip. I mean, she's a monster. Pete Rose.
Oh, I'll take Pete. I'll take Pete all day.
He's knocking people out in exhibition games.
If we're talking our heyday and stuff, I'll take Pete.
The all-time hit leader.
He will put Nate on Nick's shoulders and then run them both over at home plate.
What about your boy Michael Jordan?
Jordan's a bad dude.
He was a tough dude.
Yeah, I mean, he had height, street fight.
His reach.
I'll take Jordan.
He's got athleticism.
I'll take Jordan
over Nate Diaz.
Now the problem is with the street fight, then you know that Nate or Nick is there. You know that Jake Shields is there. You know those people are there, but you know Jordan's bodyguards are bigger, better.
You want to do a team event? We could throw the Detroit Pistons in there if you want to make it a team event.
What do the Pistons have to do with Michael Jordan?
They're on Wheaties. They're featured on the.
I'll take the Pistons.
So the 1989 Wheaties box featured the Detroit Pistons.
All it matters is it was the worm.
The bad boys of Detroit versus the bad boys of Stockton, California.
That would be tough.
That's a tough fight.
It would be tough. Now, I know for a fact groups of fighters, of MMA fighters, of a couple fight teams that I'm very familiar with would often get in big fights with baseball players and wrestlers and whatever. And normally they would come out on top. But you're talking Bill Laimbeer. You're talking Dennis Rodman. I don't know.
I mean,
I'll always take a fighter. Don't get me wrong. A fighter in a street fight is dangerous. But I have a feeling that Bill Laimbeer still is a bad
dude. But here's your curveball. I mean, now here comes the next one.
No, I'm not taking Bruce or
Kane. No, I'm talking about the Yamir Yager. Hockey player, fighter. I mean, these guys are boxers, MMA guys on. They've got sweaters on, but
now are they wearing a sweater in the street fight?
I don't know.
What is Nate wearing? It's important because if Nate's not wearing a sweater, then Yager can't pull it over his head.
But if he's wearing a gi, he sure could.
Well, but then I take Nate.
That's a tough one, really.
Yeah, I might take Nate over.
Take
Yager.
Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, if Yager's in his sweater and Nate's in a gi, you're going to take Nate.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Nate. I think so.
It's a ballsy move.
Yeah. Well, so's jumping either one of those two, but whatever.
All right. All right. Let's see. Keep going down. We got, man, there's some tough names on here.
Well, yeah.
Cal Ripken
Jr. You mean names that you can't pronounce?
No, Cal Ripken Jr.
I'll take Nate.
The Iron Man? You're going to go against the Iron Man?
I'll take Nate. In a street fight.
Yeah, but he's durable. I mean, look how durable Iron Man
is. Well, there's been some rumors and some stories. About
no. What happened?
Oh, no.
All right.
But there are some stories out there. Maybe you might want to Google some stuff.
Really?
Yeah, just some stories.
Against that guy?
Go ahead. Next.
All right. So this one's going to be more along the lines of your boy Henry Cejudo. What about Caitlyn Jenner / Bruce Jenner?
I already said that.
What?
I already said I'm not touching that one.
No, I didn't touch it, but Wikipedia already has.
Well,
it's Caitlyn Jenner listed here for the decathlon. It's not Bruce Jenner.
Well, that's awful because Caitlyn Jenner was never in the Olympics and never ran the decathlon and never won a medal.
On Wikipedia.
Well, because we know Wikipedia is always right.
1977 and 2012, Caitlyn Jenner, decathlon.
I don't know. Bruce Jenner used to eat his Wheaties, and that was proven when he went to court. So, I don't know.
I don't know. Who wins that fight, Henry Cejudo or Caitlyn Jenner? Henry wants to be the intergender champion of the world.
Here's the problem. Caitlyn Jenner, you know, I took Pete Rose in his heyday.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner in her heyday is 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, so it's not like going back to Bruce.
Bruce Jenner was the baddest man on the planet.
I don't know. Was he not? No.
Decathlon? That's like the hardest sport.
No, it's not. It's the like best athlete. It's not the baddest.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
it's the greatest athlete.
It's like the CrossFit.
Well, no, it's still different.
Really?
I think if CrossFit is a better athlete than the decathlon.
Really?
But yeah, it's like the greatest athlete is what Bruce Jenner was. Caitlyn Jenner probably has never even... Nah, I better be careful. I better not say it. I'm not saying it. I'm not touching it. Go ahead. Next.
All right. We can go on Brett Favre.
Ooh, I'll take Brett Favre and Nugent.
Yeah, you take Favre and Nugent over Diaz.
Just because I'm a Brett. I've always said that, and I'm jaded. I get all that I wouldn't not buy a ticket to a football game no matter what. I've been to probably the greatest football game of my experience, which was when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, you know, in San Diego against Oakland. To me, that was the best. They were friends of mine, whatever. But I had always said that I would only pay money. I would only pay money to watch two players play football. That's it. And today, I don't know if I would pay money to watch any football player.
Really?
But the two people that I would pay money to watch, and I may even buy a soda if they were playing against each other, was Warren Sapp and Brett Favre.
Wow.
They're the only two that I would ever pay money to watch play.
Huh. No McNabb, Donovan?
Let me think. No.
Since he's at UCF and your daughter went there?
Okay. Donovan McNabb did not go to UCF.
Where'd he go?
I believe he went to UNLV.
Oh.
No, Donovan McNabb went to Syracuse.
Oh.
It was Randall Cunningham that went to UNLV. Yeah.
Who went to UCF?
UCF
there was a big star.
The guy who just got cut from Jacksonville. Blake Bortles.
No. There's another guy that went to UCF.
Blake Bortles.
No.
Yes.
I thought there was a big name star.
Dante Culpepper doesn't count.
That's it. That's what I was thinking.
No,
that's who I was thinking. Good job, Randy. Yeah. That's why you got talking sports.
Dante Culpepper doesn't count. The only thing that lasted less than Dante's career is the restaurant that was opened. And that didn't go very long either. Right, I once had a run-in with Dante Culpepper.
Did you?
No, not a bad one. He did a liner.
Okay.
And you know how I like running bad liners?
Yeah.
This was worse.
Okay.
That's how bad this liner was.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So if we just tuning in, we're playing a game of who would win in a real street fight, Nate Diaz or the Wheaties box face?
Because he's calling Pettis the Wheaties.
Anthony Pettis was dubbed the Wheaties box a few years back. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Nate Diaz. Who wins in a real life street fight?
The Texas Rattlesnake. Again, in his heyday, he put one of those stunners on him or something.
And in a street fight, they're probably coming out of a bar late night. You know Stone Cold's ready for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, before it fights, he'll hit those two together and he'll be, the two beers together. And I'm going Stone Cold.
What about the 1999 Muhammad Ali?
Oh, Muhammad Ali today. Still in the dirt would beat anybody.
Three-time Bill Elliott, NASCARs.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
Tough guy.
I'll take Nate.
Take Nate over Bill Elliott?
Yeah, because Bill won't have his helmet on. You know, he won't have the Hans device on that he didn't even use back then.
What about 2002's Ozzie Smith? Wizard.
Ozzie's probably never been in a fight in his
life. But he could do cartwheels and somersaults and backflips. He would avoid all the hits. Nobody's ever seen that.
You know, I worked for the Cardinals when he was there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nicest guy. I'm going to take Nate Diaz because I'm not even sure Ozzie Smith has ever thrown a punch. I'm just saying he's like the nicest guy, the nicest guy ever. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. All right. How about David Ortiz?
Right now,
tough
I'll take
guy.
Nate.
Can take a gunshot.
He can take a gunshot. Yeah.
So, and he's still alive.
He might not be walking, but he is talking.
That's your 2004 Wheaties face, David Ortiz.
I'm going to take David Ortiz.
David Ortiz.
I think David Ortiz would be too big for him. You know, what's Nate going to do? Mr. Ortiz, would you please lay on the ground so I can put you in a knee bar?
Can't even shoot the guy. He's still going to live.
Well, we're not talking about to the death.
Right.
This isn't just because you're going to Rome doesn't mean this is Rome stuff. One. I'm going David Ortiz.
What about 2004 fighting champion Michael Vick? I mean, it's dog fighting. It's not real fighting. But Michael Vick versus Nate Diaz.
You are a moron again.
Why? Fighting ring at my compound?
Well, it wasn't underground. It was above ground. It was on grass.
I didn't host. I didn't announce it.
I'm going to take Nate.
Nate or Michael Vick?
Yeah, Vick didn't do anything.
He's running through monsters.
Yeah, I'm going to take Nate.
2005, and about to share the same a celebrity boxing event that I do, hopefully. Shaquille O'Neal versus Nate Diaz.
That's a no-brainer.
Just
Shaq.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Shaq may take a punch. He may get hit. I don't know how Nate's going to reach his head. You know, he can't kick up there. He can't even reach up there. But Shaq will just sit on Nate and then invite Nick over and then sit on. Shaq may be able to, so far, take everyone that you've said.
And Shaq did the celebrity boxing event, and obviously that's coming to Tampa November 16th. I'm looking forward to being hopefully the announcer.
Something.
And what's the deal with you getting Anthony Johnson to send me a video saying that I'm his opponent?
You've been running your mouth.
About him? I haven't said nothing about that guy.
No, you didn't run your mouth about him. You've just been running your mouth about you want a serious fighter. You want a serious contender. You don't want to give me. You don't. Yeah. So I was telling him that.
I don't want to fight the bagel guy.
And then you see who he's fighting.
Yeah, he's fighting
Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, Nails. Lenny. Yeah, Lenny Nails Dykstra.
Yeah, putting Lenny Dykstra against Nate Diaz.
Who wins that fight?
The tree. Well, you ought to put Tiger Woods against Lenny Dykstra. That would be better. Mm. So anyway, back to Anthony Johnson. So we started to talk, and we talked about the celebrity boxing. And he said, so who is this guy you're talking about? I said, well, you met him in Tampa. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I'll fight him.
Is that a real deal? I mean, is that really like the offer on the table, like to fight Anthony Rumble Johnson, who fought Daniel Cormier at 205 and lost to the greatest champion of all time, possibly? He beat Gustafson, who may be the only person to ever
Who's
beat John Jones.
Who's the greatest champion of all time?
DC. If he beats Miocic this weekend coming up.
That makes him the greatest.
Why wouldn't he be? If Stipe has three consecutive title defenses in the heavyweight division, which has never been done before, and he beats him for a second time, why isn't DC the greatest of all time?
Because he's not.
Why?
The greatest of all time beat him twice.
No, Jones lost on technicalities. He's lost. Those are losses.
They're not losses.
They're losses. Disqualifications.
They're not losses. One's a no contest. And again, are we talking steroids, non-steroids? You know, if you're just saying who's the greatest, and even though Artem got mad at me because he says it's Fedor, and a lot of people say Fedor.
A lot of
Fedor.
People say that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
In his prime.
And I corrected Artem because it's Putin, not Fedor. That's the toughest fighter of all time. No, I do not think Daniel Cormier is close. He's beat some heavyweights. He beat some heavyweights over in Strikeforce. I think the body of work, and it's just a shame that John Jones has done this to himself. And again, it's not the car. It's not, you know, he's now been in, what, two car situations. You know, it's the steroids. It's all that kind of stuff that you know, affects what we're thinking.
Right.
But no, I'm not sure I would say Cormier.
But Cormier at 205 did the same thing. He ran through the division. He didn't have anybody else to fight.
He ran through the division until he hit somebody that he
cheated.
Couldn't beat.
That cheated. That won on technicality. So he went up to heavyweight and became the double champ, which I think...
he only went up to heavyweight for two reasons. One, Cain Velasquez was no longer fighting because he said he would never fight him. And two, he knows, I know, you know, John Jones and the whole world knows he would never get the title back by beating John Jones. Daniel Cormier could never beat John Jones at 205.
I mean, he hasn't, but it hasn't been a level playing field, right?
True.
But then again, you got situations like, you know, T.J. Dillashaw on performance-enhancing drugs, and Henry Cejudo beat him at his own game and went up 10 pounds to do so. So, you know, you can't use that excuse that steroids.
But can Henry Cejudo beat Shashenko? That's the question.
I don't know if he can beat Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, I think he can beat Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think he could have beat Bruce Jenner. But it's I told you what I want to do, right? I want to do a couple things. I want to take a picture of my grown son, Sean, with Caitlyn Jenner, and then put that with the picture of Bruce Jenner holding Sean when he's about four.
Well, Caitlyn should hold Sean now. Carry him over the threshold and wedding dress.
I'm not sure Caitlyn or Bruce could carry Sean right now.
In a wedding dress fight, who wins, Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, or Dennis Rodman?
No, Dennis Rodman.
Or Shane Grossman?
Dennis Rodman.
Okay. I've seen a picture of Shane Grossman on a wedding
dress. I have to. I told you, I'd pick Dennis Rodman over Diaz.
Yeah, that's a long guy, big guy, tough guy.
And then
guy.
He tags out to Bill Laimbeer. It's all good.
That's a tough touch. You know.
Then Isaiah Thomas can come out and kiss Magic Johnson, and then we can start all over again.
Oh, God. Why would you say that?
Well, because they used to kiss before the game.
Really?
Yeah. They were like best friends. They grew up together, and they would always come over and give a little peck on the cheek. And I love you, man.
Well, no, but I mean, the reason I brought this game up, I mean, I do think in 2014 when Anthony Pettis was on the face of Wheaties, that it was a big moment for the mixed martial art world,
sure,
right? I mean,
sure.
Huge for the UFC, huge for the mixed martial arts. And he had the charisma. He had the talent. He had the stardom. You know, he had the showtime. He lived up to the nickname, you know? So I think with all those things.
Who are you taking in that fight? Are you taking Pettis or Diaz?
I got to take Pettis just because he's so explosive. You know, he beat Wonderboy in Nashville with the Superman punch. I mean the flying kick off the fence. I mean, he does some dramatic, unbelievable finishes.
Are you going to bring that up? Are the fans across the country and across the world going to continue to say he ran up the fence? That makes him. I mean, it was great. It was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievably awesome, cool, all that. But
does it happen again? Can he do it again to someone else?
Yeah,
That's
why you don't do certain things like in training camp or spring training or preseason games, because some of these things can only happen once.
Right, right. Like the Masvidal knee against Ben Askren. You run that back 100 times, it may not ever happen again.
Ben Askren is making a bigger mistake now than he made before the Masvidal fight.
What did he do?
Okay. Ben Askren is making a huge, career mess up.
Really?
Ben Askren is possibly going to mess up the rest of his career.
Why? What did he do?
I texted or somebody texted it, and I took a photo of it, and I didn't know I was going to go to it just yet. But somebody tweeted a derogatory to Ben Askren and asked him, do you remember Jorge Masvidal's knee or something like that? And you know what he said?
No.
Honestly, no. People are going to start liking Ben Askren now. You know, all of his comments on that fight have been, dude's humble.
Okay.
Dude's unbelievable. You know, he said all that crap that he said.
So he came in as the heel. He came in as a
exactly.
bad guy.
And now he might.
And now he's like a likable guy. He's like, look, I got caught. I apologize. I didn't give you a good fight.
Well, he didn't
fight.
Apologize. I don't think he apologized.
I think he apologized.
I don't know. And you know, I don't take apologies anyway. You heard me when the dental person apologized.
Yeah.
I said, take this apology. How about this? So we've been to this dental place before.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now that you got me.
Now we
got
to talk you off the ledge. I didn't even bring up the dental thing.
We went there. I had some cleaning done. My wife had some major work done. She sat there for 3 hours while the dentist was doing other things and then said, it'll be another 4 hours. Can you wait or do you want to come back?
What takes 4 hours in a dental
office? She was doing an emergency something else, or maybe don't start with us, right? So now she has a follow-up. She had some crowns or whatever put in. The follow-up is tomorrow.
Okay.
When is the follow-up?
Tomorrow.
When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So they called just before we went on the show and asked if she could come in today. Well, no, she's at work. Why? Well, the dentist won't be here tomorrow. What? She's on a retreat. Now, I was already so mad I couldn't go on. I wanted to ask. And when they knew 2 weeks ago when
right.
they made this appointment.
She didn't know she was going to be on a retreat when she made the appointment?
Brutal.
Wow.
So, where were we before you took me?
I wasn't anywhere. I was just doing the weedy thing.
No, I know that, but what took us to the dental thing?
I don't remember that far back. But no, I think I don't know who wins that fight. I mean,
wins what fight?
Nate and Pettis.
We'll talk more about that. Let's go hit this break so we can sort of stay on. At least we're going to stay on track.
There you go.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Duh. Good job. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Three vehicles, six competitions, where every athlete is in it to win it. Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, presented by official partners America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, Metro by T-Mobile, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Get your buy three tickets, get one free savings coupon from participating Metro by T-Mobile locations. Restrictions and exclusions may apply. See savings coupon for details. Don't miss this live event that's fun for all ages. Coming to Emily Arena August 24th.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Duh. Coming up in the second hour, Ian Heinisch, David Feldman, Caleb Harris. All right, I enjoyed what you did.
Little Men in Black coming out of the break. I like it. Area 51 storming.
I liked the little gimmick, the Wheaties box. It made sense.
Oh, thanks.
But let's be honest. A fighter against most of these celebrities, common sense, you're going to take the fighter. So before we change it, or before I change it through the top of the hour,
right?
I want you to just randomly, don't look, don't cheat.
Okay.
Just randomly, when we're ready, because I have two other things to do first, give us two names. And sure. Let's see Wheaties box versus Wheaties box. That would make more sense. Second, tweet, you want to register for the UFC tickets. Tweet, you want to register for BKFC tickets, both coming in October. It is October, right?
It is October. Okay. October 12th for the UFC.
And the 19th.
The 19th for BKFC.
All right, so we're going to give those tickets away. You just tweet. You want to register. That's all you have to do. And then we're going to have a drawing. But before we change it, I'm going to two concerts next week.
Yes.
And since we've done Wheaties Box versus Nate Diaz, and now we're going to switch Wheaties Box versus Wheaties Box.
Okay.
I want to know, in your opinion, the two groups I'm going to see, who would win in a fist fight.
Okay.
We have Queen versus the Backstreet Boys.
So, wow, that's a.
I know where I'm leaning. I know where I'm leaning. I know where I'm leaning.
Oh man.
I think it's pretty easy. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's easy?
Yeah. Brian May die of a heart attack throwing a punch, not even landing it.
Yeah, but I'm talking. You got to go Freddie Mercury. You got to go Freddie.
He's not there.
Freddie's got to be in the fight.
He's not in the fight. He's dead, unfortunately. Because if he wasn't dead, our $4,000 a ticket that we have next Thursday would be a whole lot more. Can't believe these tickets are on the aftermarket for $4,000 a ticket.
So you're taking Queen over New Kids?
No, I'm taking New. It's not New Kids. It's Backstreet.
Oh, Backstreet.
I'm taking the Backstreet Boys.
What's
in
the
a
difference
fist fight
between the Backstreet and the New Kids?
New Kids are older.
Okay.
Okay. So it was Backstreet, New Kids
which,
first.
Which one is Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet is Nick Carter.
Oh, yeah. That guy can't fight.
More than Brian May. More than Adam Lambert. What's he going to do? Swing
Who's
his
Adam
scarf?
Lambert? That's
who
the American
replaced.
Idol guy?
Yeah, the American Idol guy.
And he plays on who, Queen?
Yeah, he plays with Queen.
Okay, I don't know who he is. So, I mean, none of those guys can fight. I don't know.
But your game is okay.
He has been critical. He's like, well, I'm fat in the Wheaties box guy.
Right.
Like it's some kind of dishonor. Like it's like, oh, he's not a real fighter. He's a Wheaties box guy.
That's not what he
is. But it could have been taken that way. He's like, oh, I'm fighting the Wheaties box guy.
It would only be taken by somebody like you.
He should have said, I'm fighting the former champion in Anthony Pettis in Showtime. The guy that just knocked out Wonder Boy.
No.
The guy that kicked Henderson into retirement.
No, he didn't. He kicked into Bellator. But I'm okay with he's fighting the Wheaties box.
Yeah, but there's some tough guys on the Wheaties box historically.
Okay, randomly. Don't look. Just pick. Give me two names.
Right.
And
do I need to know the names?
You don't. Just keep.
Bill Russell.
Okay, verse?
Doug Flutie.
I'll take Bill Russell all day long.
Okay.
And so will his 1,000 women that he alleges to have had sex with.
1,000?
Yeah. That's in his book. He said he's had sex with over 1,000 different
women. Wasn't there somebody that said they had sex with like 10,000 or something? Was that Wilt Chamberlain or? Who was the basketball player? There's somebody.
It was Will Chamberlain that did that. I'm sorry.
Then you have like 10,000.
Yeah, it was Will Chamberlain.
How about Albert Pujols versus Michael Phelps?
No.
Really? Beast. He's got the cardio for days.
Pujols is a good
cardio
kid.
Pujols couldn't run to first base, and he stood there.
Yes,
he worked at first base.
Yeah, yes, he could. And Pujols is so respected. It's kind of like, it's kind of like what I was saying before. He is so respected that
you wouldn't hit him.
Right, you wouldn't hit
no.
him.
I think Phelps wins that thing. Phelps got reach. He's like 6'4". He's got cardio for days. He would drown Pujols. How about Daryl Waltrip versus Andre Agassi?
Oh, I'll take Daryl Waltrip over almost anyone on that list.
Waltrip's a beast.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Dale Earnhardt Jr. or no, Dale Earnhardt versus a wall.
Come on. Why are you so stupid?
I'm just saying.
Why are you so stupid?
Fine. Arnold Palmer.
Against who? Now, if you were smart, if you were a better tool than you really are, you would say lemonade versus iced tea.
Well, you said just randomly pick.
Right, but you said so, Arnold Palmer, which is lemonade.
But that's a real name.
Do you know the story about Arnold Palmer? About how it was called Arnold Palmer?
I
happened to watch it on the Four Letter Network.
No, I didn't. I don't.
And he asked, you know, could you get me something with like half iced tea, half lemonade, whatever? And there was no name for it.
Okay.
And he said, it's not like I'm gonna order a me. I want to get a me. Would you pour me a me? But there was a lady sitting next to him and said something like, I'll take what he has. I'll take the Arnold Palmer. I'll take an Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
And that's how it became an Arnold Palmer.
So what would the Randy Harris drink be? Give me a Randy Harris. Well, round of Randy Harris is on all of us.
Well, you know what I drink.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Right. But it's already trademarked, so we can't get that.
Let's see if we can get Coca-Cola to endorse you.
That would be... They don't even need to pay me. Just supply me with bottles of Diet Coke. And let me let everybody know out there, when I walk into Torta Pizza every Wednesday, what is sitting on our broadcast table?
Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke.
Yeah, I'm a good host.
Well, that's the reason I keep you around. It's not for your talent. It's for the Diet Coke.
What about your boy, Mean Joe Green versus, I got to pick someone at random, Steve Young.
Now or in heydays?
Heydays.
Mean Joe Green could throw a mean jersey.
He was a Coke guy. Was he sponsored by Coke?
Was it Coke or Pepsi? Was it Coke?
No, it was Coke. I think it was Coke. He had a commercial. He was coming out of the tunnel.
I'm going to take Mean Gene just because he was bigger. You know, just a bigger guy. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him.
Jackie Robinson versus Roger Staubach. And for those of you just tuning in, we're playing Wheaties Box Faces. Like, if they were in a real-life street fight, who would win athlete to athlete in their heyday? Referencing the comments by Nate Diaz this week about UFC 241, about how Anthony Pettis is just a Wheaties box guy, discrediting that he used to be the former champion and has these dynamic wins over top level guys. So we're just putting some real faces to real athletes that have been decorated on the Wheaties.
It's kind of cool. I mean, it's a little different. We didn't anticipate going, you know, a half an hour with this.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun to bring up some like old memories and some old names.
After the top of the hour, our schedule for hour number two, Ian Hentschisch, David Feldman. I'm going to let you introduce him so you can butcher it.
David Feldman? I can
no,
say that.
Not David Feldman.
I can say that one.
And Caleb Harris. So. Oh,
I know that. Yeah.
All right, give me two more.
Eric Davis versus Boomer Esiason.
Eric Davis all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah, well, it's not my guy, but, you know, can run like the wind. You know, played for the Reds. I'm going to take him.
What about Chris Everett versus Jim Everett? That was a fight on Rome, but wasn't that a Jim Rome show?
They were not. It was Jim Rome called Jim Everett Chris Everett,
and he kept saying, "Call me Chris Everett one more time. I'm going to knock you out."
Right, and he did.
So who wins? Jim Everett versus Jim Rome? The real fight.
Jim Everett
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Rome can't fight.
Well, we don't know that. We need to get Joe Rogan on the box.
No, Joe Rogan. They're saying that there's a petition going around online.
I got phone calls yesterday.
Moderator for the political or presidential campaign.
Yeah,
or
the debates and stuff. And so
he would be a great. He would be great.
Because he wouldn't put up with any crap.
I think he has a pulse to what's going on. He's forward thinking. He's level headed. He's common sense thinking. He's adored by all sides. I think he's the perfect guy for it.
Well, I still wouldn't watch it.
If I'm not available, I'll give it to him.
Well, you're definitely not.
I can make myself available.
All right, we are at the top of the hour. 1 hour down, thank goodness. 1 hour to go. Let's see how that happens and what goes down with that. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Here come the jesters, 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy. I love the music and I love to see the crowd dancing in the aisles and singing aloud.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.